get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description. Pebbles Sanchez Ogang is co-founder of Mamiki, the super pet app. Hello, Pebbles. Welcome to Startup Podcast BH. We're very happy to have you. Kamusta?
Hello, Johnny. Thank you very much for inviting Mamiki, the super pet app. And it was very nice to catch up with you here in the Philippines. I hope settled ka ulit dyan abroad. And thank you so much again for having us here.
Yes, actually, I just met Pebbles a few weeks ago sa SM, actually through Olivia Escartin. So si Olivia naging guest din natin dito. But actually, yung inyong ginagawa ay for a different startup naman, si Market
yes.
Social. But now, ang pag-usapan naman natin ay yung inyong sariling startup, si Mamiki. So, let's start, Pebbles. Ano nga ba ang Mamiki, the super pet app?
Okay, Mamiki, the super pet app is a pet tech for social good. So, my husband and I co-founded it because we were inspired by our personal parenting experience when we lost our 14-year-old Yorkshire Terrier in the pandemic. So, when Mamiki, yung namesake ng app, when she got sick, nahirapan kaming magkakapatid na maghanap ng mga services for her kasi pandemic so mahirap mag-move. Even yung funeral services, kailangan talaga naming, we have to make the calls. And that basically inspired us to create an app, a super pet app, that will have basically everything that you need from birth to rebirth for your animal companions, for your pet companions. So we have Mamiki, the super pet app, and our vision is to really make Pomili life simple, fun, and convenient. And we are doing this by digitizing pet records of pet parents, of Pomilis, and at the same time, also digitizing the record management system of shelters and helping them sustain their operations by raising funds for them through the Mamiki Super Pet App Marketplace.
Oh, actually ang ganda no. May two keywords akong na take note no. Yung first pet tech, so syempre as a tech startup, mayroon kayong aspect ng tech dito, yung digitalization. And yung mas nakahit sa akin yung social good kasi meron palang medyo purpose or advocacy behind ito. Kasi totoo no, sa Pilipinas, actually even sa aming family, mga Pilipino mahilig sa mga pets, actually dogs, cats, ayan. Pero totoo din na parang medyo traditional pa yung way ng pag-aalaga sa kanila. Parang hindi nga sila medyo treated as, before ah, parang like a common companion. So, may mga veterinarian, may mga pet clinic, pet grooming, pet stores, pero usually kalat-kalat, medyo mahirap pa, medyo hindi pa established yung parang ecosystem talaga. So, I think that's what they're doing. Pero, punta muna natin yung parang solve nga ninyo, you said na you're doing digitalization, you're like connecting all of them, you're doing all of this online marketplace. Pero alam mo yung parang exact problems nga with having family, with being a fair parent, being a parent. Are you dealing with like the convenience ba? Are you solving all the hassles or parang of finding things or maybe sa cost din, magiging mas mura ba makapag-access ng mga services when you have this app? So, Can we answer that that question?
Oo. So in our journey, so natawa ko bigla kasi isipin ko in our journey so far, ang daming fun.
So far.
Okay, so in our journey so far, okay, we've really took the time to study the market and do our own research. But to be very honest with you, when my husband and I, who's my co-founder, started all of this. This was really a passion project. Yung parang, di ba, nung after mawala si Mamiki, parang nag-uusap kami na nangangarap na what if meron tayong ganitong app na lahat na lang ng needs natin. Nandito na, hindi na tayo magkakanda, kumahog pa na maghanap sa internet, mag-search sa Facebook, make that calls para maghanap nitong mga services na to. What if nandun na lang lahat sa isang app na yon? Siguro mas na-sustain pa namin yung buhay ni Mamiki. But then again, of course, everything happens for a reason. But basically,
Mamiki yung name.
Yes, Mamiki yung name ni
okay.
14-year-old Yorkie na this is her legacy actually. And that experience was really the the source of our passion for doing all of this and for really making this, turning this into reality. But there were three pivotal moments that happened in our lives that made us understood the market better. First, I entered the Master in Development Management Program of the Asian Institute of Management. And there, of course, different concepts were introduced. We met mentors who helped us turn this social enterprise or tech startup into reality. And then we also joined the Manila Venture Program of Kaya Founders. So we were blessed to end the whole program. I think fifth place kami, may special award kami. But they really pushed us, they really pushed us to understand the pain point, the problem, the people, and of course, our product better. And we also had the opportunity to join CNN Philippines, the final pitch season 9, where we met mentors who were really very generous to provide us more insights as we develop Mommy the Super Pet App. So through those journey, there were three pain points that fellow parents share with us. No, first is, maraming mga parents katulad namin ang nahihirapan kasi kalat-kalat yung mga prescriptions, health prescriptions ng pet nila, tapos manual yung ano, yung pet book, tapos kapag nawala pa yung health pet book, medyo mahirap. May mga na-meet pa kaming parents na dahil nga lumipat sila ng lugar, so mag-iiba na naman sila ng vet, tapos hindi nila mahanap yung pet book, hindi natutuloy-tuloy kung ano ba yung vaccination, kung anong medical history, hindi nakikita. So, ito yung personal naming na experience, and actually, sa marami naming nakausap, sa surveys na nagawa namin, yun din yung lumabas. So that's the first pain point that we found out, no? There's really difficulty in maintaining the records, especially the health records of our pets. Second is, a lot of pet parents would also tell us na ang hirap nga maghanap ng one-stop shop for all your pet needs. So this is where the marketplace concept comes in, di ba? And they were all saying, what if, same, nung dream namin, what if may isa ka lang na lugar na nandun, mo na, na, nandun na lahat ng pangangailangan mo sa pet mo? And then the third one is, a lot of pet parents, especially even those who are still wanting, desiring to become a pet parent, naghahanap ng mas maraming information about pet parenting and how they can start and even continue and make their pet parenting journey a lot fun and simple and convenient. So those were the three pain points that we discovered along the way. And basically, doon nag-revolve yung pag-develop namin ng Mommy Key the Super Pet App. But you may ask, paano pumasok yung social good concept? Kasi initially, ano eh, parang we were really thinking of creating that marketplace. And then there's the super profile, where you will have your pet records digitized, and then you will also have your pet intelligence na ang dream namin is AI-powered, no? But after going through the different journey of learning and refining our tech startup, we then came to a point where we said, kailangan yung personal nating values and characteristics, they have to be imprinted into our own startup. And my husband and I, we really wanted before to have a shelter, but we didn't have enough resources to do so. So we just said, maybe God is telling us right now that since we have this exposure in the tech world, my husband works for, pwede bang mag-name drop?
Sure, of course.
My husband works for Sprout Solutions. So he heads their finance department. His expertise and exposure is really on tech and finance. I've worked with a tech logistics, and I've also spearheaded a foundation. And when we spoke to each other, if we are really putting a product or a service out there in the world, we really wanted to make a significant impact, especially to those that are marginalized. And we felt that through this idea that God downloaded into our minds and into our hearts, we can definitely use it to help lots of rescue organizations in making their operations more systematic and at the same time, in helping them sustain their operations. Kasi as we all know, and if you can also see it in social media, struggle yung pag-raise ng funds for these rescue organizations, yeah. Shelters. And I think for different non-government organizations, fundraising is really a fundamental part of operating the whole non-profit industry, no? And we felt that through this app, we can really make a significant difference and impact. And that is where we fused our intent to help fellow pet parents and at the same time help shelters, rescue organizations through this pet tech. Ayan na pa.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Actually, yes, salamat sa mga sagot na yun. Ang dami ko tuloy paanong gusto tanongin. Ano? So, ang dami na naka-bullet point sa utak ko eh. Pero first, ano, dun sa may pag-rescue ng mga stray dogs, actually, parang right now, through na very independent, very uncoordinated, kumbaga, yung mga efforts, ano, hindi siya nakocollate into one big movement, kumbaga, para i-rescue nga yung kalamihan ng mga stray dogs, lalo na. So, ang dami tuloy, at hindi pa, kumbaga, na-solve yung mga ganun problem. So, pero, I mean, can you comment kasi on what you said about the founder of a startup having this sort of values? Parang, it's true kasi, napansin ko rin sa, so far, sa mga na-interview ko mga startup founders, so more than 130 plus na, actually, I think 148th episode itong si Mamiki, parang it's true na a founder does a startup to solve a pain point to fill in that product market fit gap. Pero at the end of the day, ang laki ng epekto ng values ng founders doon sa nagiging resulta, doon sa nagiging parang later versions ng app. So, I guess like in the case of Mamiki, of course, it's pet tech, pero yung pagpasok ng social good, yung pag-inject ng parang advocacy na ito, marami pa sa yung, of course, you have this app, you have this one-stop shop na may profiles, na may pet intelligence, pero slowly, na-affect ng values ninyo, yung decisions that you make in the startup, in how you build the design, in how you build the, even the interface nga eh, and how you build like yung mga features dito. And nagkakaroon ito ng mga epekto into actually solving a larger problem. Anyway, let's go na sa mga gusto kong tanongin.
Thank you. You know, hearing you, I felt very much validated na tama yung naging direction namin to really make sure that our values, our personalities are really within Mommy, yes. The perfect app.
Actually, as a startup founder interviewer, ang mas gusto kong startups personally, this is just my personal opinion, not just the startups na parang gagawa ng startup and then maybe exit later on para may makuhang pera, I mean, just for profit. Mas gusto ko yung mga startups na may social good aspect niya kasi for me, that's part of solving a larger, more difficult problem. So, and this problem with pets, actually, with animals, with ano, this is actually a big problem na hindi pa nga medyo nakakonsider ng kalamihan ng mga Pilipino or ng mga tao as a whole. Ano. So, anyway, ayun, puntahan natin no, yung product ninyo, ano, yung app, si Mamiki, the Super Pet App. Para din baka may nakikinig, baka maging interesado, i-download yung app at gamitin si Mamiki. So, yung profile muna, ano, true kasi na kalat-kalat nga, parang problem din to ng health records ng mga tao dati. Pag palipad-ibad ka ng ospital, palipad-ibad ka ng clinic, ang hirap halongkatin ng mga past records mo. Ano? Tapos kung may mga establishment na nagre-require, let's say, nagre-require ng certain vaccination, for example, certain medical things, ang hirap pakita yung proof. Ano? So, can you just say kung paano ba nag-work nga talaga itong profile na ito? Parang, anong klaseng records yung andito and meron bang parang profile na may picture yung dog, may kumbaga may social media profile din ba dito or something. So can you just share about the super profile?
Yes, thank you. And before ko i-share yung super profile, mabanggit ko lang din ano, naalala ko yung aming pet book and naku, pag makita mo yun, may mga post-it na nakalagay. Kasi nga minsan, wala yung vet namin or sarado yung clinic. Pinipot kami ng ibang vet. So doon sa susunod na clinic, bibigyan lang kami ng post-it. So ang ginawa na lang namin ng asawa, sinistapler namin yung mga post-it doon sa pet book. Yung sa advisor naman namin, ang ginagawa nila, ginugupit nila yung prescriptions, tapos dinidikit nila sa pet book. So talagang manual. Yung sa kapatid naman namin, nawala na yung pet book niya. So there's really a pain point there. And The super profile will really allow you to access your pet's information and health records anytime and anywhere for as long as you have that mobile app. So the super profile, you'll be able to put photos of your pets. You'll be able to put basic information from, of course, your pet name, birthday, the breed. You'll also be able to put health records, ano na yung mga vaccination, kailan siya ginawa. At ang kagandahan pa nun, pwede mo rin gamitin yung super profile to remind you of when is the next vaccination date. So apart from that, meron din kaming nilagay na special feature where you can also set a reminder kung due na for feeding yung dog mos or due na for medicine or vitamins, kasi ginamit namin yun dati kay Moki nung nagkaroon siya ng problem, no? So you can also set that in your super profile. And then meron kaming ginawang cute dun sa super profile. You can also put the family tree of your pet.
Oh,
so talagang may literal cool na puno doon. Tapos lagyan mo ng picture, sino ba yung mommy, daddy, nung pet mo, sino yung kanununuan niya. So we really wanted to make it very pet-centric and to just really make sure that those important information and milestones and appointments for our pets are really in that super profile. So apart from making sure na yung basic needs, yung where you can store those health information, where you will be reminded by your next health appointment schedule. Apart from that, medyo nag-go beyond kami dun sa mga, yung mga ano namin, wants, yung mga nice to have dun sa super profile.
Yeah, personally, ang appealing sa akin ng family tree or maybe family tree. Kasi, ever since I was a child, like maliit pa ako, kasi buong buhay ko, yung mother ko kasi sobrang hilig na sa mga dogs. As in, para simula bata ako, hindi kaunti ng maybe lima to up to umabot mga 20 pa nga yung dogs sa bahay. As in, sobrang dami. Tapos ngayon, pinagtatawa na namin kasi inaalala namin kung sino na nga ba yung mga magkakadugtong, sino nga ba, anak niya. Ano, kung saan hirap na niyang tandaan kasi minsan yung mga aso, sabi nila ang goods daw ay parang every 2 years lang mga anak. Pero yung mga aso namin minsan, pag hindi na control, twice a year na nga anak. So ang hirap na rin. I mean, ang buong buhay ko maybe more than 100 or more than kaabot pang 200 yung total ng dogs na nakasalamuha ko. Iba't ibang breed. May mga Labrador Retriever dati, may mga Italian Greyhound. Ngayon medyo puro ano dito yung mga shih tzu Shih Tzu plus poodle na breed. Ano. So, ang saya din makita na may malaking family tree ano, and maalala natin yung profiles and yung mga memories maybe ano with those pets ano. So I think that's also a good idea for personalization somehow ano.
Yeah, and you can make up to 30 profiles in the app. So, malaki talaga yung family mo. Lahat sila magagawan mo ng profile dun sa app. And siguro makoconnect na to dun sa second na feature nung app, no? You'll be able to tag what pet food your pet needs or eats. Tapos, kumakonnect siya dun sa marketplace.
True. Actually, ang ganda nga, no? Kunwari, pwede mo rin, kasi like sa amin, I remember dati, every 2 weeks kami buibili ng pet food, ng dog food. Hindi lang dog food yung pinapakain, minsan luto, yung may bibili sa palengke ng mga atay, mga laman loob. Minsan, alternate kasi, sometimes yung ibang dog food, although okay siya, meron din mga health, mga nutrition ano issues eh. Pero to alternate ano. Pero speaking about that, ano, pag-usapan natin yung one-stop shop or yung online marketplace from birth to rebirth. So ano nga ba ibig sabihin ng from birth to rebirth? I mean, may food of course. Ano ba yung mga bagay or mga services or products na makikita dito sa online marketplace na ito?
So right now, we started with a product marketplace. We have onboarded several merchants already in the Super Pet app. However, one of the difficulties that we encountered as a startup is that we have merchants, but not everyone has already activated. The problem is, we realize na yung mga fellow pet places na pet shops, pet merchants namin, they're also operating in a small scale. Yung nagbabantay ng pet shop, siya rin yung, di ba, end-to-end.
Or
si owner, kailangan niya ding mag-hustle. So, ang hirap mag-maintain ng maraming apps, maraming online marketplaces. So, that's one of the realizations. Secondly, is we have these pet shops very much interested to onboard. However, yung product na in-offer nila, it's not, these are the products that are parang wala dun sa list ng mga, ano natin, ng mga pet parents. So when we did our survey, hindi nag-match, nakita namin. So that's also one of the difficulties that we have to encounter. Third is, we really realize that we really have to extend a helping hand to our pet shops. Especially kung gusto nating makita yung mga products nila. Talagang nag-volunteer kami na po yung mag-upload para lang nandun na po kayo sa marketplace. So with all of these challenges, no, we realize that we really have to come up with our own pet shop. And luckily, our youngest sister, we have our own already. We have our own pet store sa may Panay Avenue. It's a small pet store.
Mabisita
Oo.
nga.
Oo. So it's a small pet store. Pet Maison yung name niya. And when after going through all of these realizations, we said, okay, since we have this pet store, we have to revitalize it and we have to make sure that its inventories are what the market is really needing. So that is what we're doing right now. We're strengthening that pet store so that the online marketplace can provide for the needs of the pet parents who are using MommyKey the Super Pet app. But of course, sorry, ito pala yung third important realization na hindi
Sure.
ko nabanggit, no? Ang hirap makipag-head-to-head sa mga malalaking online marketplaces. That's one of the major realization that we have learned. And it was also something na sinabi sa amin ng isa sa mga naging mentor namin sa Manila Venture Program. Parang sabi niya, I don't want to burst your bubble, but the reality is, of course, they have deep pockets and you cannot
Yeah.
just really come into the, di ba, come into the market and introduce your app and be able to get that traction when these big players are already there. So, but we're not losing hope because we know that the marketplace is still an essential part of the whole MommyKey the Super Pet app ecosystem.
Yeah. Actually, true, no, as a startup founder, no. I mean, you building Mamiki. Ang hirap i-solve ng problem na dapat nga magkaroon ng parang aggregator marketplace for the users para madali maghanap ng hindi lang si food ang binibili sa pet store. I mean, first grooming actually sa mga fur parents na I mean proper yung pag-alaga sa mga pets. Actually, madalas-dalas din yung pangangailangan ng grooming eh. And ayun nga medical needs, even toys, et cetera, ano. So maraming pwedeng bilhin. And it's true na factor dito yung cost. Kasi in the first place, bakit pipiliin nung merchant na sumama sa inyong marketplace gayong pwede siya magbenta? First, physically, or maybe sa Facebook, ganyan, or other channels, ano. So, medyo mahirap nga talaga yung dynamics nito. What I have to say when it comes to parang, since meron kayong pet shop, parang pwede kayong maging sort of, I'm not sure with this idea, parang pwede
Wait,
kayong,
wait,
pwede
wait,
yung
wait.
pet store nyo yung maging parang aggregator or reseller, di ba? I mean, parang nadudugtong nyo through your pet store yung mga other services. What do you have to say about that idea and implementing it sa Mamiki?
I'm listening attentively. Oh, kasi we were actually contemplating on that kasi marami din kaming na-meet na may mga sarili silang products na kinikerry. So, that's also part of parang something that we're looking at the roadmap of that of Pet Maison is looking into the possibility of carrying these brands, especially of up-and-coming players, para meron din doon sa marketplace ng MommyKey the Super Pet app. But eventually, we really wanted to empower fellow pet stores, pet shops, and brands to be able to
Yeah,
have
yeah, yeah.
presence in the marketplace. We know we will get there.
Yeah. Pero actually, ang dami, no? I mean, for example, even sa Bulacan. So, I live also in Bulacan. Parang, I mean, ang daming pet store actually. Lalabas ka lang, maybe in like a 5 km radius, more than 5, more than around 10, yung pet stores, pet supplies, pet grooming. Actually, ang daming pet grooming, ang daming pet clinic din. Hindi mo akalain, ano? Kasi kung isa kang tao like me, medyo wala akong pakialam dati sa mga pets. I mean, yung mother ko yung mahilig, pero ako, I mean, I just play with them. Pero, nung lumaki ako, na-realize ko, sobrang dami palang pet stores, pet anything related with pets, especially now, na ang dami na rin talaga mga aso. So actually, I mean, not just aso pala, ang pets, pwede rin ibang animals,
Yes.
pero medyo, yung may logo kasi ng dog si Mami Ki, pero of course, hindi lang naman dogs ang pets na pwede, Pero anyway, let's natin yung isa pa, yung that you mentioned kanina, yung pet intelligence. Anong ibig sabihin nito? What does this do? Pero I have to, I don't know, give a few comments kasi, I mean, that din, naghahanap ako ng sort of pet intelligence kasi ang ingay ng aso na, ang ingay ng aso, tapos paggabi. So, nag-research ako kung paano ba siya papatahimikin paggabi. And wala akong nakitang sagot na maayos. Ang nakita ko lang is parang dapat daw i-walk siya or palaruin siya before a few hours before para makatulog na siya or something like that. So, what's this pet intelligence?
Okay. So, first, gusto ko lang ding gusto ko lang ding i-reiterate yung sinabi mo. Mommy Key the Super Pet app caters to all pets in the animal kingdom. So, my sister, she has cats. So, pwede rin sa mga exotic pets. We cater to all pets in the animal kingdom. And, siguro balikan ko lang yung sinabi mo na ang daming pet shops, ang daming pet stores everywhere. And it's really an indication that we really treat our pets as part of our family because we're really taking good care of them. And yun din sana yung gusto naming ma-share sa mga pets na nasa shelters, nasa mga rescue organizations. We share that same love and care to all of them. And you know, sorry, ayoko lang pakawalan tong sinasabi ko na parang when we met these rescue organizations, they are also all volunteers sharing the same passion and love for these animals. Mm-hmm. And yes, hindi pa ganun ka-coordinated, ka-consolidated yung effort natin ngayon. Some local government units are already doing their share. And our dream is that for the whole pet industry to really have this consolidated and coordinated effort. But right now, this is what we're offering, and hopefully with this project, this tech startup that we have, we can help make a difference, no? And one of the ways that we're also thinking of helping make a difference is through the pet intelligence. Initially, we wanted to put different articles there about pet care, but we realized that we need to have that stamp of expert approval na talagang there's really an expert saying that this is a tried and tested or proven way to better take care of our pets. So we're working with different vets to help us create this evidence-based information that we will be putting into Mommy Key the Super Pet App. And later on, we hope to be able to use AI to gather more data from the internet, of course, to have more information in the app. But we will also have that parang verified expert written or expert vetted information in that app. So it's also in the pipe, but it's also a whole project altogether. So medyo marami pa kaming mga kailangang ayusin dun sa roadmap for that. But we're very much excited to have it.
Yeah, pero sana nga, madali din ma-search. Ayun nga, if I'm a parent, i-search ko lang, paano ba patahimikin ng aso paggabi? Paano tumahimik ang aso paggabi? Kung na-research ko din, I'm not sure, maybe we need an expert nga to verify this. Ang na-research ko din, pag nag-iingay siya ng gabi, maybe the first time, huwag mong pansinin. Kasi pag pinansin mo, masanay siya na parang mag-iingay siya para may gawin ka. Parang nagtatawag siya. So masanay siya, mag-iingay lang siya lagi. So parang ang isa ding solution sa mo is huwag mong pansinin or something. Pero yeah, maybe we need an expert nga. No? I mean, I'm not a pet expert din naman.
O minsan case to case din. Kasi yung Yorkie namin ngayon, so hindi na siya si Mommy Key, si Moki, in the evening, ang naghahanap siya ng warmth. So, talagang tumatabi siya. tumatabi siya sa pagtulog. Yeah. Hindi sa amin, sa mama ko, or sa pinsan. Kising na lang sila nandun sa tabi nila. So, minsan ang ginagawa namin, kasi meron din siyang kennel, naglalagay kami ng blanket doon, or basahan. So, minsan, kung hindi namin siya nakikitang sumisiksik sa amin, nandoon siya, nakasiksik siya dun sa kennel niya. So, that helps him sleep.
Yeah, ayun din ano, ang hirap intindihin ng aso kasi mag-iba naman tayo ng language or any other, any pet, no? Any pet. Di naman talaga tayo magkakaintindihan. So, I mean, magkakaintindihan tayo sa mga with body language, I mean, understanding, parang knowing their patterns, their behavior, knowing
Yes.
real communication. Pero mag-iba tayo ng language, ano? So, kailangan nga rin talaga ng
You really have
ganitong
to
klase
build
ng
that
pet
connection.
intelligence. Yeah, connection, exactly.
Oh,
That's a good
parang
word.
you have to build that connection kasi otherwise magtataka ka nila, bakit kaya tahol ng tahol to? Bakit ako
Yeah.
sinusundan ng kung hindi mo naiintindihan talaga siya? Parang like for example, no, si makwento ko lang si Moki. Inis na yung mama ko kasi sinusundan siya ng sinusundan, hinihila yung tsinelas niya, so nadadapa-dapa niya yung nanay ko, no. Yun pala, yung treats niya na nalagay niya doon sa likod ng aming water dispenser. So, hindi niya makuha. So, para humihingi siya ng tulong, hinihila niya yung mama ko papunta doon sa water dispenser. So, di ba, if you don't have that connection and patience with your pet, maiinis ka. But when you come to realize, ah, kaya pala, they're just really also crying and asking for help and sometimes
Yes.
attention from us.
True, true, true. Now, speaking of that, ano, i-connect natin sa next, ano, sa next question. So, you've been a fur mom or a parent for like many years na, ano, pero you're
Yes.
also actually a mother. So, actually, you're co-founders with your husband dito sa Mamiki, ano. So, maybe pag-usapan natin yung parang stories behind Mamiki. First of all, nakwento mo na like ano yung startup journey, pero before that, I mean, you have a pet and you're with your husband. Pero paano pumasok sa utak ninyo, kumbaga? Paano, how did you think of the idea to start a startup, to start Mamiki? And not just the idea, pero yung parang talagang push, yung talagang motivation to really build and really go on the journey of building Mamiki. So pwedeng pakwento lang ano ng story from before and yung mga struggles, especially nga as a fur mom and as a real mom, I mean as a human mom, sorry sa term ano, pero startup founder, ayun.
Oo, so kaming mag-asawa, we really grew up in households with many animals and pets. Sorry, my dad, he finished animal husbandry. Sorry, baka maraming magkaroon ng negative reaction. But the reality is, marami kaming manok sa bahay. Lumalaki kami ng maraming manok sa bahay, no? But, well, that's the reality. So, lumalaki kaming ganun at may mga aso, may mga pusa. Minsan, uuwi yung tatay ko, may daladalang pusa. Naalala ko, very vivid pa sa memory ko. May pusa na may natanggal yung... Natapos... Pinusok daw ng kapitbahay namin kasi kinuha yung pagkain. So, kinuha ng tatay ko. Inuwi niya sa bahay, ginamot niya. Hanggang hindi na umalis yung pusa, nasa amin na siya. Tapos palagi siyang patch dito. So, we grew up in that kind of household. And my husband, their family is also an animal lover. As in, my mother-in-law, she treats all of our pets, all of her dogs as if they are her baby. As in, hinihilamusan, tinututbrasyan on a regular basis. Pag kinakausap niya, para niya talagang anak. And I think because of that kind of environment that we grew up with, we also carried it when we had our own family, when we started our own family. And then later on, when we have our son, when we had our son, and while he's growing up, no, I think we shared that same love for our pets with our son. Kaya sobra din yung bond niya kay Moki. Sabi niya nga si Moki daw, our Yorkie right now is his best friend. Yan. So talaga, best friend niya. Sometimes baby niya is a
swoop. That's very meaningful. Ah.
Oo, talagang. Tapos, just to share with you, no, because sometimes, di ba, hindi naiiwasan, talagang nagaharutan sila, nagahabulan sila. Nagkataon na anong tawag dito, yung play bite ni Moki, nagkamali talaga, nagasgasan si Magnus. Si Magnus would even ask us, sabi niya, "Mom, di ba Moki is my best friend? Is he mad at me?" Kasi nga, nagasgasan siya. So we had to explain to him, no, you were just We're just playing. It was just an accident. He didn't mean it, and you're still Moki's best friend. So we're just happy that our son has also that same love and care for not only for people but also for animals, for creatures. Because I think that's one of God's teachings, diba, for us to be stewards of all His creation. And basically, that love has been carried out all throughout the years. And then when we lost our 14-year-old Yorkie, imagine 14 years with our family. Hindi pa kami mag-asawa. Nandun na si Mommy Key. Nung ipinanganak si Magnus, si Mommy Key would usually be very aggressive with new people. Pero the first time na nakita niya si Magnus, never niyang tinahulan. And kahit hinahabol siya nung anak namin, never siyang parang tumahol or parang nag-attempt mag-bite back, 'di ba? Usually ganun pag kinukulit ka, never niyang ginawa. So, we really felt na Mommy Key knew, she knew that Magnus is really part of the family. And when we lost her, it was really the start of a lot of what ifs. What if meron tayong ganito, one-stop shop for everything? What if we create this app and then we also offer it to fellow pet parents? What if we had this when Mommy Key was sick? So a lot of what ifs. And then finally, he said, okay, since we don't have it, why not do it? And since we're already in the industry, just like what I mentioned, my husband is with Sprout Solutions. I've been with a tech logistics company, and we also work with different nonprofits and development projects before. So sabi namin, why not we do it on our own? And what started as a passion project, what started with we thought that we're really just doing it out of that pain, out of that longing, di ba? But when we did the research, we really realized that there is a business potential. There is really a market gap that we can address through Mommy Key, the Super Pet App. And of course, the road is not easy because there would always be issues, especially with resources. Developing a mobile app is not cheap. So we really have to think things through because we're also building our family. We also have to set aside money and resources for our own needs and, of course, our wants as a family. And we really had to strategize and work as a team to make this work, for us to be able to put out this vision, this idea, this project to the world, using our own resources. While of course making sure that our family will still be able to thrive, di ba? Lalo na pandemic pa noon. And then we're very much blessed because we have family and friends who believed in our mission. They're also pet lovers and talagang nag-pitch in. And we were able to 150,000 to add into the investment that we put into Mommy Key, the Super Pet App. So And then after that, we really decided that we will not stop, that we will continue to search for ways to make sure that Mommy Key, the Super Pet App will generate that traction and be able to create that impact, that dent, not only in the pet industry, but also in the pet care, parang pet care social good world, because we really wanted, at the end of the day, minsan na pag-uusapan naming mag-asawa na bakit ba tayo gumagastos ng ganito kalaki? Because, di ba, dadating ka din sa point na yun eh. Parang bakit tayo gumagastos ng ganito kalaki? But at the end of the day, nare-realize namin because there's a need to help and we know that we can be of help. No matter how big or how small, we know that we can help.
Ito yung example na no ng bootstrap startup and nakakuha ng initial investments from family and friends. Actually, ang ganda example nitong kay Mami Gi. I'm curious, I've seen kasi yung inyong website nga and nakita ko yung testimonials ng mga ibang pet parents na gumagamit kay Mami Key. So, dalawang bagay ang problema usually sa startup at the first. First yun nga yung capital, yung pera. You can do that with bootstrapping or initial investments from family and friends. Pangalawa, initial traction or customers. So, paano nyo nakuha yung mga kunan yung users, kumbaga, ni Mami Ki. I'm very curious lang din about that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, in 2023, we had the first ever Animal Con at SMX Convention Center. And we were offered to be one of the sponsors. And of course, sponsorship is not cheap. So we have to raise funds. Talagang, sobrang ipon kaming mag-asawa para ma-achieve namin yung amount na yon. But we knew for a fact that we need that Animal Con for us to introduce already, not just the product, but our story. And after that pag-iipon, we had that first ever Animal Con where we were on stage and then we introduced Mommy Ki the Super Pet up to the merchants and the attendees of that Animal Con at SMX. Actually, funny story pa, the day before the Animal Con, wala pa yung Mommy Ki the Super Pet up sa App Store. Nasa Google Play pa lang. So nag-uusap ka, paano pag umakyat tayo ng stage? Pwede ba nating sabihin na Mommy Ki the Super Pet app is already at Google Play soon sa App Store. So sabi ko, sayang opportunity. Airtime, sayang yung stage time natin, no? But we really felt that it was really God's intervention. Talagang will ni God for us to be there. Because the night before the Animal Con, we received a parang message from our partners, our tech development partners. Sabi niya, nasa ano na, App Store na, kinonfirm na nila. So,
wow.
We felt that divine synchronicity of all of this. And then, after the Animal Con, tuloy-tuloy yung effort namin. Dati, nang nagre-research kami, yung husband ko would go to different pet shops, pet stores. Tapos talagang nagka-count siya ilan yung lumalabas, ano yung binili nila. Parang nakatambay lang, talagang nag-ethnography din sa... Parang, nagpag-groomba, ganyan, iniwan ba? So talagang sabi ko sa kanya, mag-notes ka, ganyan. So, we continued that. So, my husband and my family members, my brother-in-law, my brother, would go to different pet shops and talk to them. Tinuloy-tuloy namin yung effort. And then we were able to generate, right now we have 1,500 users in the app. And we hope that they will all be active users very soon. Pero that 1,500 users is also tantamount to the super profiles in the app, ano? Yes, so yon. Tuloy-tuloy yung effort and then we were able to join the Manila Venture Program. Na doon, mas na-push pa talaga kami to generate traction and to monetize. And after that program, we were actually able to generate 650,000 pesos in revenue.
And
wow. Also, we were very proud because before that, we were only earning 5,000 pesos per month. Oo, talaga. Okay, these are all realities, no? Baka mamaya may mga listeners na nagsasabi na, ano ba yan? Nag-startup pa kayo? Or ano bang ginagawa yung ginagawa niyo? But, you know, you'll never know until you're there. So, you just need the courage to take that first step. So, and you also have to be open to these learnings, to inputs, to people who will mentor you, who will help you along the way. Of course, not letting go of your core values and principles. And then after going through that Manila Venture Program, we had that traction in terms of income. And right now, after going through several programs pa, that is where we also had to make that major pivot. Because before, we were saying that we are a one-stop shop for all pet needs from birth to rebirth. We really wanted to come out as a one-stop marketplace, online marketplace. Pero going through all those realizations, sabi ko sa asawa ko, talagang we really created this app to help. Just to share with you, we were able to talk to a potential investor and he actually offered a very huge amount, no? Pero ang magiging setup is he will now own Mommy Ki the Super Pet App and we will become employees of the company. And that is also one of the pivotal moments
Questions.
whenever we start
Yan.
learning. We really needed the funds, Johnny, as in, we really needed the funds. Who doesn't need fund, di ba? And when we were offered that, naku, ang dami na naming naisip na pwedeng gawin, ano? But that's the catch. If we
Yeah.
won't have the full control of the company, paano namin magagawa yung talagang gusto naming
Yeah.
gawin? And we started questioning ourselves, ano nga ba talagang gusto nating gawin? And that brought us back to our core and doon namin na-realize, we really created this app not to, of course, we want to earn, we want to make profit, we want to come up with a very successful company so that we'll be able, di ba, to have more people employed, di ba, to sustain this business, another income for the family. But at the end of the day, ginawa namin to kasi parang nung panahon na nararamdaman namin yung pain, sabi namin, sana wag mangyari din sa iba. Parang we wanted to help. And if that will be taken away from us, yung baby mo, di ba? Yung talagang inalagaan mo, di ba? From birth talaga. Parang we will lose our identity in the app, and we felt na parang Mommy Kid the Super Pet app won't be true to who we are and to where we really wanted it to be. Although, of course, palagi kami sinasabihan na do not be too in love with your first idea, because 'di ba palaging naririnig natin 'yan, 'di ba? Be in love with the problem and not with the product. So we're trying to balance it, but at the end of the day, we're actually very much thankful for that pivotal moment because that is where we realized we really wanted to help. Hence, we pivoted and we said that we are really a pet tech for social good.
That's actually a very huge, kumbaga, crossroad or very big point nga talaga sa buhay ng isang startup. Ano? Parang dadating yung point na will you exchange, kumbaga, yung equity or yung ownership, yung identity rin somehow, yung control over the decisions, lalo na when you see the startup like in 5 years pa, 10 years pa, ano, in return of capital injection. Ano? So, it's a very big decision. It's a very big question. Walang, for me, walang tamang sagot. It will boil down, and walang tamang general na sagot. For me, it will boil down sa founder talaga. So values ng founder, sa gusto mangyari ng founder. So it's really a very hard question to generalize, pero when you make that decision, I mean, siguro just a thought lang, ano? When a founder does that decision, dapat medyo 100% ang founder sa pinili niyang decision.
Yes,
Ayun. And
kailangan
then,
panindigan. Oo, kaya when we started doing business together, kasi marami na din kaming mga businesses before as husband and wife, talagang nag-usap kami na whatever we do, whatever decision we make, we are a team. So walang magsisisihan. So, kung tatanggihan natin tong offer na to, we have to make sure that whatever happens, of course, there will be challenges because this is a resource that we could have easily injected into our operations, di ba? But we have to face them together. And at the end of the day, sabi namin, if tayo, we knew deep in our heart, deep in our gut, na we feel that we're really doing what is right, and then for sure, God will have his hands on everything that we will do. And here we are. We're still trying to get there. And I told my husband that for as long as we're doing the right things and we're doing things right, eventually we will be able to reach the next milestones that we have charted.
Yes. And ano, I'd just like to say no, very huge actually yung milestone nyo of hitting big revenue income, ano, kasi yun yung next actually na kumbaga goal ng startup. First yung capital raising and then yung initial traction, pero yung to build a model, revenue model na somehow kaya mong sustain at least yung startup, ano, that's actually very huge. Pero dito sa Startup Podcast PH, I'd like to say lang, ano, na usually, we will interview yung mga startups in three parts. So first part, yung more about the story behind, the motivation. So yun yung ating part one now. So maybe in the part two later on, pag-usapan natin how you built that revenue model, and maybe in the future baka mas mapag-usapan natin yung mga ano pa. Yan yung mga usapang investment, and usapang pera, usapang finances, and yung mga bigger decisions that you will make. Pero for now, ayun na muna ang ating conversation with Mami Kay. But that's a very, this is actually a very, very, very good conversation. Ang ganda ng story na inyong shinare, Pebbles. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners will actually gain a lot of thoughts, and will gain a lot of, kumbaga, wisdom sa mga iyong na-share. So, ayun lang. Maraming salamat, Pebbles. If our listeners pala want to find out more information about Mami Kay, maybe yun nga, you can invite them to download Mami Kay at Google Play Store and sa App Store. So, invite them and lead them to social media channels or website, and invite them to try out Mami Kay.
So, to all startup podcast PH listeners and viewers, you can now download Mami Kay, the Super Pet App. It's a pet tech for social good. It's already available at App Store and Play Store. And you can also message us at our social media accounts. Kung hindi po ako yung sasagot sa inyo, yung asawa ko po. So, just look for Mami Kay Pomeli at Facebook and Instagram. And you can also visit our website, mommykeypomily.ph, and also message us at hey@mommykey.com. So thank you very much, Jani. You know, listening to you, and I'm also learning a lot. Na validate mo pa nga ako kanina. So thank you very much. Thank you, and I honor you for doing this endeavor, this initiative to really, you know, lighten up, to really empower different startups in the Philippines. Thank you so much, Jani, for what you do.
Yes, I'm very happy then to talk with you, to know more about Mami Kay, and salamat din for sharing the story, kasi ang mga listeners din naman natin dito ang makakakinig at makaka-appreciate ng inyong ng share niyo. So, thank you Pebble. Salamat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to our 34 patrons. This episode is super powered by AskLex PH Academy, our official e-learning partner, plus certifications on Lean Six Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. Juan CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. DiviCode Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, decentralized applications, and cybersecurity. Voila, the next evolution of digital trust, privacy-focused, seamless digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. Buzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. And Space Cebu, the biggest branch in the Philippines, global co-working space, meeting rooms, and private offices for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. Looking for buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. And Spotify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company, helping to increase podcasters' efficiency. This episode is powered by Contact, affordable RFID business cards. Uplift Code Camp, Sirius MD, Board Prep, Pareto Consulting, Zales, and Pocketworks. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.